Today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought, elephants. Elephants killed by gun control activism. Gun control kills. It kills innocent people because it disarms the good and does nothing to disarm the bad. It only emboldens and makes the job of the bad, the evil, easier. A disarmed society is more of a helpless society. And elephants works the same way. They get killed by poachers. You take guns away from people trying to stop the poachers, and elephants pay the price. That's how the left does conservation, people. That's called social justice to them. That's called common sense gun control, gun laws. Yes, the bell tolls for that. And welcome again to the Daily Gator Daily Thought, my friends. This is Doug Hagan. Battling allergies, which are devastating my throat at the moment, but you know what? I like doing these. It's like therapy for me. Therapy that doesn't require I drink a really good Oktoberfest by St. Arnold's Brewing or maybe two and a nice shot of Tullamore Irish whiskey. That isn't required for me to do this. I do it just because I enjoy that too. And you know what? I enjoy nature. I appreciate and revere nature because it is, to me, it's proof of God's existence and God's perfection. Really, nature works perfectly if you leave it alone. And nature can work even with the people trying to screw it up. But you know what really mucks up the stew? Gun control activism. The cult of gun control. Little skinny-armed, girly men like David Hogg, who is trying desperately to hold on to his 15 minutes of fame by taking your guns away. Well, in Africa, recently, this is what gun control accomplished, folks. You want to know? A very noble creature, very intelligent, the African elephant. Largest land animal living. Yes, it is even bigger than the lies told on CNN and MSNBC combined. That's how big an elephant is. wonderful creatures. And 87 were recently slaughtered by poachers. Oh, those wonderful freaking poachers. Don't you love poachers? They do such good for the world, the poacher. I really wish the best for poachers. I especially wish that they be trampled by the elephants and rhinos they're slaughtering for ivory or for the horns of the for the rhinos, which are almost extinct now in Africa. But from Bearing Arms, Tom Knighton writes about how the anti-poaching operation, which was having some success against poachers, was recently disarmed, had their guns taken away, by the geniuses who are part of the African cult of gun control, I guess. Now, poachers, we know, kill elephants for their ivory. Kill a noble creature like that for their ivory so you can make money. You're a real winner. While international law severely restricts the ivory trade, those laws do little to stop the trade of illicit goods. It just gives the authorities the means to punish those caught with those goods. In Botswana, a anti-poaching operation was recently disbanded and disarmed. And guess what? The result? Well, you can pretty much predict the result. Here's the options. You take guns away from the anti-poaching groups that confront the poachers who are slaughtering the elephants. Option A, the poachers will say, well, I guess since they laid down their guns, we should too. We're just going to go home and open a can of soup or something. Option B, the poachers will say, yippee, nobody's there to resist us now. We're just going to kill more elephants. C, David Hogg is a skinny-armed little bitch. Okay, option C is correct. But more relevant to this question, it's obviously B. Because gun control, taking guns away from good people, does nothing to change bad people. Bad people become worse. Evil people become more evil. They don't obey laws. A non-profit, this piece is from guns.com, by the way. A non-profit conducting an elephant census made the grisly discovery near one of Africa's most important wildlife reserves. And Elephants Without Borders found in an aerial survey that as many as 87 recently killed pachyderm carcasses with their tusks removed showed signs that the poaching epidemic is exploding, basically. I'm shocked. I'm completely astounded, Dr. Might, with the groups that told the BBC the scale of elephant poaching is by far the largest I've seen or read about anywhere in Africa to date. Well, genius, when you take guns away from good people who are trying to stop bad people just get worse because they're, say it with me, bad people. I feel like I need to write it on construction paper in Crayola. And maybe the cult of gun control would start to get this reality. Botswana, which is home to as many as one-third of the global elephant population, as well as large stocks of rhinos, is a country where some 17% of the land is set aside for national parks. So Botswana sets oodles of land off for national parks, which is no hunting, off limits, there ain't no hunting here, to protect these species and others. Again, laws don't mean anything to poachers. If there's enough money to be made, they will go do it. They will risk it. And they'll risk it even more and more readily if there's no armed resistance. Now, Botswana used to have, for years, it was an unwritten shoot-to-kill policy against suspected poachers. I think it was called poachers getting what their asses deserve. I'm not sure. Armed anti-poaching units, in one 2016 article, were credited with killing a sizable number of cross-border poachers, to include 30 Namibians and another 22 Zimbabweans over a two-decade period. The unit was even the subject of a National Geographic special in 1997 called Wildlife Warriors. I believe I saw that. Not positive, but I believe I did. But then, since the program was working, so well, and elephants were being protected more, rhinos were, and poachers were being less successful, the genius president, the new president, I suppose, of Botswana, a man named Carter Motapizi, issued a directive stripping the guns from, want to guess? Yeah, he took them away from the good guys. Took the anti-poaching gun units' guns away. And they were patrolling the country's poorest border regions. So I guess he was thought that by taking the guns away from them, the elephants would do better and poachers would just, you know, they're just killing elephants that Botswanans won't kill. Come on! Hell, maybe if we give the Democrats a chance, they'll try to bring them over here and they can poach animals here that Americans just won't poach. Good Lord. His predecessor, Ian Khama, who was a former general and had some actual testicles and brains, had formed the wildlife units and often touted his ties to the group. Other groups, excuse me. In other words, as Bearing Arms writes, Tom Knighton, Maura Peasy stripped the guns from the very people meant to confront poachers. That means what? That the poachers know they have absolutely nothing to fear. They don't even really need to be afraid of confrontation, since the poachers have no issue with going around armed despite the gun laws. Wait, what? Bad guys don't obey laws? My God, my shocked face is hideous right now, I'm sure, folks. I'm so stunned by that bit of information.
When will the cult of gun control learn?
I was going to talk a little bit about Canada, where Toronto and Montreal, they're wanting handgun bans, complete handgun bans in the city, and ban on ammunition sales. And the Toronto police chief is saying, you know what, bad guys, this has no effect on them. They're going to break the, they're already breaking law on top of law on top of law. They're still going to get guns and kill people. Again, one of the just basic common sense things, that rules of life that the left refuses to embrace or accept. Disarming the bad, or disarming the good rather, excuse me, doesn't make the bad good. It makes the bad worse. And that's it for me, my friends. My throat is suffering. I apologize. Good night. God bless. Go Gators. So glad college football's back. Y'all have a good one. Remember, if you're left, you just ain't right. And we will talk to y'all again very, very soon. Take care.